Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in a world of mess.
And helping us feel better together, because Lord knows we need it.
Every goddamn day now, since January 30, 20, whatever fucking day, every day we need it.
Whatever day it happened.
Yes. But anywho, friend, how you been this week? What's going on?
This week has been an interesting one. Ups and downs. I'm just tired. I am tired, but I'm clearing way. So my thing is, I worked till like 8 or 9 o'clock last night, which is insane. But I got so much shit done, and that's really the goal. Now I'm just like, let me get this to where this is manageable, because I will not, you know, be working my weekend and my time off. Like, I guess it'll happen every couple of days, or not every couple of days, but like every once in a while, because, you know, it just happens with the type of work I do. But I was like, you know what? We're going to minimize this shit as little and as least and as not often as possible. So yeah, this weekend I may touch a couple of things. Saturday, little stuff, just looking into accounts, making sure everything is okay. But other than that, we're talking an hour at best. I will be resting. And I will be out in these streets and living my best Houstonian life. Because, girl, y'all is not going to work me today. I'm dead. And two, you know what? I'm not even going to say that. I just want to say this, though. I'm not going to say that, but I want to say this. Watch who you talking to, because people are real deal crash outs. I'm one of them, love. That's all I'm saying. It's not a threat. I'm just going to say it. I have no problem. Open ass. So, you know, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Some people don't, that, listen, taxes is high. I owe the IRS. I have student loans. I don't give a fuck. I will go to jail, bitch. It's just more money. Everything costs more money. Nigga, it's probably a tariff on that shit too. It's another 10% to get out. Thank Trump.
Another 10% to goddamn breathe.
it's outrageous. But other than that, that's pretty much been it. TV. I found a stupid show on Netflix, and apparently it's an older show, but it like is a parody of like what do you call it? Not the dark web, but like a like conspiracy theories, like lizard people and all. So it's an animated show on Amazon, or not Amazon? I'm sorry, Netflix. What is the name of that show? It's like Inside of something. I think that's what it's called. Oh, mm-hmm. It's just been tickling the hell out of me. And I watch it, and I'm like halfway through season one. I just try to watch it when I can, but it's funny as hell. Because clearly they're picking fun at people, but it's been entertaining to say the least. As far as music goes, baby, that Sinner soundtrack has had me in a chokehold. Three songs specifically. Smoking Annie song, which is called Seance, which is by, oh gosh, I brought him up before, James Blake. Mm-hmm. That song, his voice is quite literally perfect for that song because of how almost haunting it is. So I absolutely love that. What's his name? Ludwig Göransson. But he's known for scoring some really amazing soundtracks. I think he did Oppenheimer, and I think he did one of the Black Panther movies. Like he's that guy, you know what I'm saying? And then Pale Pale Moon, Pale Pale, and then he hit that stump. Something ancestral. Last time I lied to, it's the things. Miley Cyrus has a song that's like a neo soulish rocky type something or another called Something Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Live.
I'm gonna give Miley Cyrus her things.
Somebody needs to,
because she deserves them.
She deserves And then lastly, this acoustic song called Loosely by Solomon, which is just a really pretty song. And then one of my other faves, two of my faves actually. So Hayley Williams from Paramore and Moses Sumney, they have a song that's about to come out, and Hayley's about to get in her R&B bag, and I can hear it. Although she's a rock singer, she can actually sing. Like, you can tell she grew up listening to black folk. It's 100% apparent. And I'm really interested to see what their collab is going to sound like. So it has been a phenomenal week for music for me and a little bit of TV. I'm actually watching TV, but that's it for me in a nutshell. What about you, friend?
You deserve it. First, I want to say you deserve all the rest in TV and enjoyment you get. You deserve it. This week has actually been pretty good. I would like to say I've probably taken a lot more time off work than I should have. And I'm actually perfectly fine with it. trying to get my life together, because rest and like mental well-being is more important sometimes than anything else. So rest. That just is what it is, right? That is what it is. I ain't been watching no TV. I've actually, when I'm not like studying, I'm trying to be a little bit more quiet. I don't know if anybody can relate to this a little bit, but I feel like we ingest so much, or I know I ingest so much that it's almost like I feel like I'm missing something, like something, somebody's trying to tell me something, but I just can't hear it because I got so much going on in my damn head.
Fran, I feel that so, in my soul.
Yeah, so I've been trying to turn things off and just like be in silence with my thoughts and let shit dissipate. So that's where I've been, and I've been trying to do a little bit more time each day, because I'll be the first to admit I might have a little bit of an addiction to my phone. It's become second nature to pick it up and scroll through something. So it ain't been a lot of TV, but when it comes to music, I've been getting fed here lately. First, we're not going to state the obvious. There's number one.
We're stating it. That song is fire. That video is fire.
Megan don't miss. She don't miss.
That white
song
horse.
Is fire. Yeah. Video is fire. Everybody fire. I saw that. I heard that little shot to that white girl that was talking about she didn't know who Megan was. And also to Sherry Shepherd. Stomach out, titties out, ass out. Yeah, bitch, what about it? Like, okay, there you go. And to that white lady, why would you even do that to yourself? I don't know her name. I guess he's dating how you say her name? Megan the Stallion? Bitch, it's 8,000 white girls named Megan.
I was just going to say that. Megan is literally like one of the... Megan and Brittany is like... When I think of... And Ashley. When I think of white girl names, those are the... And Jessica. Those are the four names that I think of immediately.
How do you not know how to say that?
Right. How did you not know how to say Megan?
Get out of here. And then, you know, the fans dig it up. Video of you on TikTok dancing the Savage. Way back when. But you know who I am.
You know.
Don't play.
That friend, not to interrupt, but a quick story. That reminds me of one of my exes. She was telling me this story of like, because white people be doing that. They will try you with stupid shit like that. How do you say your name? Hope.
Bitch, hope is a word. Hope that you're using every day.
Is there an asterisk after that? There's going to be an ass in your eye in about 2 seconds. I'm going to knock your mouth. But she was telling her like, and I won't say her name, but I'll tell you after the show. But her name is a very simple, traditional name. And she was like, her teacher was saying it all kind of crazy ass ways. And she was like, no, it's exactly like it's always been.
As she should.
But she said,
Megan. It's like, girl, you doing the absolute most because he done moved on.
It's because she's MAGA.
Gross. Gross.
I'm sorry, Frank. Carry on.
Gross. The other part of music is Coco Jones, of course. Her album came out Friday. 30 out of 10, no skip. There was literally no skip on that album. She was singing her face off. And I can't pinpoint a favorite because I honestly just listened to it like front to back. I don't know what song, like,
amazing
is my favorite.
Love this for her.
Yeah, she is everything that I thought she was. I didn't think she was all it is until I saw that Terrell Show performance, to be honest. Like, I loved her already. I didn't like her like this. Once I saw that performance, that just brought everything to a whole new level. So I'm so happy for her. Everybody, please go listen to that album.
It's so good.
It is so good. It's so R&B. So good.
Yes. Yes. I love that you put it like that. It is very, it puts you back into like real R&B. Like, it makes you feel the way Monica and Brandy and all the girls back in the day used to make you feel. It is very R&B.
You know who else I'm going to give her flowers to is Money Long. I don't think Money Long gets enough credit because her album, Revenge, it came out last year. Also 10 out of 10. That was also another no skip album for me, in my opinion.
I don't know why for me too. I don't know why anybody was surprised though. Like, Money been writing for years. Money been writing since she was Priscilla. The pen, the voice, she's gonna do it every time. She's gonna do it every time. She got what is the name of that last song that I heard? She had a song that I heard recently, and it just immediately, I was like, oh girl, this is 2002 R&B, that good, when they were singing.
Mm-hmm.
Before auto-tunes, awesome. Bitch.
Right. So the people I got on this playlist, this is an R&B playlist. Coco Jones, Money Long, Chloe, Beyonce, of course. Melanie Fiona, because Melanie Fiona just came out with an EP that is also great.
Yes.
Carrie Hilson. And do y'all know who Drew Sidori is outside of Real Housewives of Atlanta? Did you ever watch The Game?
With Tia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, why I can't think of his name? Tia's boyfriend cheated with the pop star, Drew Sidora.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Drew Sidora was her actual name, but it is her actual name. But she was a singer in that, and she made her, I think this is her actual first album, if I'm not mistaken. And it's awesome.
Love that for her.
Very R&B as well. I didn't think I'd like it that much because she was like, she's been a reality star for a while. But I was like, let me get us a listen. And she on there doing her big one.
I can't say nothing because Tamar and K. Michelle, they are problematic as fuck, but I love their music now.
That is true. That is true. You kind of can't help it. Tamar came out with a new song not too long ago, actually.
Did not know that. A couple
of weeks, if I'm not mistaken. It's not on this. Not because it's not good. I did listen to it. I just, for whatever reason, didn't add it.
So Tamar is a vocalist. People be playing in Tamar's face. Yeah, Tamar is a little crazy, and she's definitely a little problematic. She had her moments.
She done. And she still be having moments.
What was that album? Love, Love and War?
Mm-hmm.
That album was so goddamn good. Front to back, bitch. Front to back.
Still be listening to.
Today.
Show Me Where It Hurts. It's like my favorite song that she's ever made.
Ooh. Ever. My favorite, Tamar. If I Don't Have You. If I Don't
Have
The Way She Was Saying.
That's same Tamar. I don't know. That My Man song, she was singing in that one too. But
she just looked crazy.
Just a little bit. She's a little bit of the problem. I don't care what nobody says.
Always.
She's a little bit of the problem. What else? You was talking about Miley Cyrus earlier. Let me just say this, because I ain't really realized what she was doing at first. Probably up until Beyonce started doing it. But Miley Cyrus never really pigeonholed herself into one type of music. She's been exploring for a long periodically amount of time. Like, she did her, she was the pop star first, and then she was the trap, whatever that was.
I'm not mad at that era.
And it was good.
I'm not mad at that era.
Yes. Like, it was a good point in time.
You know, there was some appropriation. I understand.
Just a little bit.
But I'm not mad at it. But it was a
good point in time. Yeah, she done been the country. She done been rock now, I think. And she's just like making her rounds, doing every type of music that she wants to do. And like each era is different. So that's why I'm giving her that thing. And I ain't really realized it till Beyonce started doing it. I was like, okay, this is what that is. So let me stop being hard on her for that appropriation part.
Ariana does it too. She done flip flop through so many different genres. Yeah, because you
she be flip flopping from black scent to white, but that's regular pop R&B stuff.
I see the photo of her dressed up like a geisha. That's Ariana Gato. I'm like, Ariana, why you be doing this?
I do love Ariana, though. Eternal Sunshine was probably one of my most played albums last year. I love her music. But yeah, I think that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. Did I leave out anything? Oh, the next Summer Walker single comes out this Friday. So they've been feeding us pretty good.
Yes, come on, girls.
She did do an interview and say her album ain't coming out no time soon. I'm like, girl, fuck you. But
I don't be mad at when artists do that if they take their time and do it right. Take your time and make a good album. Like, I can appreciate that way more than, like, making some bullshit. And I'm just like...
So, when you sent me the where the Dolce song was originally supposed to go... The reason I'm glad it didn't go there, because Dolce gave us a fire-ass take on that song. I don't know what the original sounded like. She gave us a fire-ass take on that song. The video was fire as fuck. I don't think we would have got that. I honestly don't. We probably never would have heard the song until the album came out, and then it would have came and went just like...
Right, right. I wouldn't have minded it because they both kind of share... a similar poppy sound. Not like that. What I'm saying is, like, the way that song was executed, it would have been like a similar pop girlish sound. But the way Dolce did it, Dolce added something in there that only Dolce can do. Dolce, listen, that's my favorite right now. Yes. Dolce is the cream of the crop for me right now. She is all the things.
And I think that song is super authentic to her.
Like, yeah.
Everything that is her. And not I feel that like, I couldn't see the other person doing it. I'm just glad it didn't go that way. God is good.
And I feel like the other person would have also, because she suffers from this, and we pretty much gonna give it away. Y'all gonna figure it out. But like the only song that she did recently that didn't sound like something straight out of the 2000s, that's cool, right? If that's what you gonna do, but make it relevant, like. Mm-hmm. But like the only song that she had was the one she did with Cardi B. That song kind of had its own thing. I feel like if she had stayed in that lane, that album would have been way more successful than what it was. And I don't think the crazy thing is, I don't think it was a bad album. I don't think it was a bad album.
It wasn't bad at all.
It was just extremely forgettable, which makes me sad because I'm rooting for you. I still love you down as a person. Like, I'm here for it, but like, something needs to change, because whatever that was disappointing.
And it feels, you know what? Honestly, friend, I wouldn't say the album, in my opinion, the album wasn't necessarily disappointing. It's just that, like, nothing came with it. There were no visuals.
It was forgettable.
There was nothing. Yeah.
I didn't mean, like, the album was like that. Just, like, the execution of it is what I meant. Like, the execution was
terrible.
What just happened?
It's like my album comes out next Friday, and it's literally like all it was. Then the album came out, and we listened to it, and there was no follow up. There was like no,
promotion, no tour, no, no. But I mean,
I ain't going to put that all on her because I feel like they probably didn't want to invest.
Which in, also makes me sad.
Yeah. But she's getting married now. I did see that.
I was going to say, sister's getting married to a football player or basketball. She's about to be rich, so she doesn't give a fuck about this music anymore, honestly.
Right.
And I'm not mad at that.
She can take that Ciara route and make music when she wants to and live her best happy life.
Speaking of that, I just want to say this, because I was thinking about something earlier today at work. Me and my homeboy be talking about music at work all the time. I really want y'all to put some respect on Ciara's name. Mm-hmm. There was a point, and I know y'all may not believe me when I say this, but I'm telling you the truth. There was a point in the early 2000s, I'm talking like 2001, 2002, when Ciara was technically just as big as Beyonce and Rihanna.
Ciara was that girl.
Ciara was that girl. Like, she was in that top, and I say top three.
Three.
But it was really like, because this is, so Rihanna didn't come out until 2003, 2004. With that Please Don't Stop the Music and that Pun to Replay.
Yeah, B, of course, when Pun to Replay came out.
Dangerously in Love came out in what, 2000, 2001? Three. Was it three?
Mm-hmm.
So, for real, Ciara had it on lock. Okay, because Goodies, I'm pretty sure, came out in like 01, 02. And like, that shit was crazy. Crazy. Because this is also around the time where we're starting to get a little less Ashanti. Because Ashanti starts falling off right around somewhere between 2005-2010-esque. Like, that's when we kind of see the end of that. But Ciara held until, shit, somewhere the in like the early 2010s.
Whenever the Fantasy Ride album came, that's when she, that's when it started to go down.
Yeah.
I don't know
why,
because I love Fantasy Ride. But,
and I feel like even with Fantasy Ride, she's, because that still had, that song with Future, didn't it? Or the one, My Body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was later. When that she started later? To make a comeback, yeah.
Okay.
This was Love and Sex and Magic with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay, yeah.
It was very pop-focused, and I think that may have been, like, the disconnect, because she wasn't super pop like that.
Yeah, well, they call her the Princess of Crunk or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, her thing. So, like, yeah. I can see where she... But from, like, 2002 to 2010, mm-hmm. Ciara was that girl. Like, y'all gotta stop playing in her face.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she did get out light-skinned by Beyonce. But her era was still iconic.
We ain't got to rehash the past.
Well,
a little bit younger or more rowdy.
And Carrie, I feel bad for her situation now, knowing what we know. That was messy. Carrie had potential. Carrie had so potential.
Much. Did you see that interview she did with The Breakfast Club where she said she felt like Beyonce G-checked her? Just like, after all that happened, Beyonce came up to me at the award show. She was like, "Hi, I'm Beyonce.
Is there a problem?
Right.
Do we have a problem?"
They were like, "No, she introduces herself to everybody." She was like, "Oh, okay." I felt like she was just trying to.
My favorite conceited Beyonce moment was, I don't know what talk show she was on, but it was like, "Do you know you're Beyonce?" She was like, "Yes, thank you." I was like, you better, bitch. But
you better know who you are.
Yeah, put some respect on Ciara's name, y'all know. Now, when she did, that song was hella popular, but it just didn't cook for me that, oh, it's yummy in my tummy, or whatever the hell she was talking about.
It irritated the fuck out of me. You know how much I hated that song? And it was everywhere. I hated it so much.
I didn't hate it, but I was like, girl, you got kids now, and I can tell. I
think it was just it's the yummy go-gurt. And tummy thing.
It's giving go-gurt.
Definitely giving go-gurt. It was the yummy in my tummy thing. Like, oh, other than
then
that,
the dance was like her rubbing her stomach.
It's like, ah! I hate this.
But that was what, 2019,
18? Yeah, I would say it was a few years ago. It wasn't too long.
But that shit went platinum. So. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't play with that lady because she's still, and then she still got good knees. And shout out to your husband. Now, she, let me tell you something. Sierra been thicky before. Y'all don't remember.
I ain't never seen Sierra thick like that before.
Not like this. This kid thick. I think she got four of them now. Listen, they've been working. Okay. Soon as season is over, he pulling draws off. But she, this is how I know she can carry the weight. I don't know if y'all remember this, but I want y'all to like look at all her other videos and then specifically go back to Promise. Look at how thick she was in Promise. That was not little Sierra in Promise. She had some weight on her in that song.
Yes.
And trust me, I watched that video a lot.
And let me, I think she did an interview saying this is why y'all need to understand that diversity, equity, and inclusion is important. Why did she take Promise to her label and they told her the song was trash? Who would say that other than some old white men that don't understand music? Like, you're so out of touch. Promise was the biggest song that year. And then she did a remix with it. Yeah, but Promise itself and the Promise video?
Yeah. Because 99% of y'all was busting your ass. Listen, if you was a black millennial, okay, woman or man, it didn't even matter. You try to kill yourself on that broom. You try to do that lean, and then you almost died because you... It was just
almost died. You dedicated that song to somebody at that point in time. That song was dedicated.
That's what we need to bring back, friend. Bring back holding your phone to a stereo and then leaving a voicemail.
Hello, my name is Atticus. And I... I can't come to the phone right now, but
we used to be making rhymes and shit. If you leave your name and your number, pull up in a Hummer and come and get you. And then we say stupid shit. We in one. What the fuck was one? It wasn't a friend.
I'm gonna do that. I need to find what song I need to do it to.
See, I'm mentally unstable right now, so I did. You like better call me American Requiem. Hope you're right.
Send somebody over there. Send them.
American Requiem. Or you like started off with a pray you catch. I'm catching listening. Hope you're all right. Catch you. Hey, this is Hope. just leave. Don't leave a number. Just leave.
Not don't leave a number. Just leave.
What would your song be, friend?
I don't know what song I would choose, to be honest. I can't even think of one. No.
Maybe I'm a hater, but I don't feel like these new songs I could put on a voicemail.
You right, friend. This would have to be an old R&B song.
It would have to be. I know
that's
what
the only thing
do.
That would fit.
Boy, you should know that I got you. What up, this Hope?
I've been watching you.
And
I think of you.
I can't come to the phone right now.
Y'all will never know the skating ring around that time. Oh my God, friend.
But if you leave your name and your number, I just want you to know I've been watching you. And then bring it back in. I've been watching. Do. I used to love when people would break up because you could tell what somebody was going through. You called him
Mary J. Blige.
This bitch.
All the time that I was loving you.
She was a friend of mine. You'd be like, Auntie, what you going through?
Sabrina, ho ass.
Listen, the adults used to be going through it. They used to. Sitting on the couch with a little wine. She was a friend of mine. Why'd you listen to this loud as hell at 10 o'clock at night? They really did. Listen, they were going through it.
They knew how to do something serious. They really did. Their music was literal jump music. Matt, I'm actually okay that we moved on from that. That was a point in time. Because that shit was heavy.
Friend, it made me think about Cisco now. Somebody sleeping. Like, nigga, this is a horror song.
They were messing. They made great music now.
I'm going with D'Angelo. And you already know what song I'm talking about. Let me catch somebody in my bed.
They was
shit
right.
Shit. Damn. Motherfucker. I'm going to jail.
As you should. Somebody made a TikTok like, those, it is what it is, people are dangerous. Like, they could catch somebody in the bed with their spouse. And, well, it is what it is. I knew it was coming. Their house could be on fire. It is what it is. I feel like I'm an it is what it is type of person. Like, okay, you can leave now.
I am.
It is what it is, bitch.
I am a crash out. I am not ashamed to admit that anymore either at this point in my life. Crash out. Life is short. Crash the fuck out. Okay? Crash out. Get it out your system. Beat their ass.
I don't know. At this old age, I'm not going to say beating somebody's ass, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel like you got hit by a train the next day.
It'll be
everything in your body is going to hurt.
I'll be stiff. Can't even turn my goddamn neck, just smiling.
Yeah. Win or lose, you're going to be in some serious pain from the exertion. And y'all think y'all can beat a gorilla. No. You could try. I would actually pay money to see somebody try.
I've seen this debate.
Where did this come from? Does anybody know the origin?
Some ignorant ass alpha males probably. Well, we can definitely. Okay, so here's a few things I want to point out. A couple of simple things. Do y'all remember? It's not funny, but this is funny. This is fucked up, but don't laugh because I'm going to hell. Don't go to hell with me. Do y'all remember when that Champions League had bit that woman face off?
I was just going to bring that up.
This motherfucker, they was carrying him around like a toddler, okay? If he's strong enough, okay, bit her whole shit off. Nigga, she ain't got eyeballs, nose. No, he bit her whole shit off. Y'all think I'm lying? Go Google it and go look. Does your face look like Play-Doh? Like, after you done balled it up and stuck it on something. Her looked like
she's supposed to be a Gumby extra.
She looked medical. I don't know how to explain. She looked like something. You see in a book that you study, nigga.
It was definitely medical.
Listen. First of all, humans in our current condition. Okay. First of all, we eat garbage. Okay, let's talk about that. Our stamina is not their stamina. Bitch, that's number one. They're herbivores. They don't eat nothing but plants and fruits and shit.
Niggas is the fucking heartiest vegans ever.
And their muscle mass is crazy. It is crazy. Like, they weigh 400 pounds. 300 of that is muscle. Their outer skin, you're not getting bullets. They have to shoot at it and shoot multiple times.
Then you're going to make the bitch mad. Don't make that motherfucker mad and he run over there and get that goddamn gun out your hand.
Harambe! I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know what he's going to say.
R.I.P. Harambe.
This is for Donkey Kong. I don't know what... And then y'all talking about, well, we can gouge his eyes out. Okay, cool. You have to get there first.
How you gonna get close enough?
Gotta get there first.
And they move with a speed I ain't even seen before. You already, like, whenever you fighting somebody, something weird happens with time and speed anyway. It seems like this motherfucker might get faster. And I ain't got time for that.
Also, have y'all seen the size of their hands?
The whole size of your head.
They're doing like this. They're palming your shit and crushing it. On sight. On sight. Here's the thing. It could be 100 of y'all. Half of y'all gonna be limbless. Because they can rip your shit right out of the socket.
And with the texture of skin, they're going to slap your ass and your skin just going to come right off your face.
y'all be for real. Who started this?
I don't know who started it or how it became a thing, but whoever did, try it on like YouTube, a streaming platform. I'd watch. I'd pay to watch. I would.
I probably ain't
gonna be able to use the money, but
yeah, I was gonna say I wouldn't want to see that, just because I know it's gonna be grotesque. You're going to look like I don't even have a funny joke or a compare. You're gonna look like something we ain't never seen before.
Look like something from a Quentin Tarantino movie. That nigga makes the goriest movies that ever did exist.
They're gonna be able to roll you up and put you in a pocket by the time he get done with you. They just gonna.
You gonna look like something that came off Hereditary. That's the type of disgusting it's gonna be.
Y'all be so fucking for real. Please be for real. You're not beating a fucking gorilla. A 6 foot 400-pound gorilla. This nigga's the size of a big man, okay? And that big man is mostly muscle.
Not a big. A big black ancestral man, because you done seen them old black men that walk like that too.
Y'all can't even whoop old man strength. You finna whoop old gorilla strength? Y'all get the hell out of my face. It's gonna be off.
That muscle don't degrade. This nigga 85 years old and will still whoop your ass like he's brand new.
Old man strength, I don't know. Old women strength is the same thing. Old women put their whole hand in cooking grease. Let me flip this chicken over. What the?
I'm way too sensitive for this. I'm not finna fight no animal. Me? Hey, I would rather get up out of here. You might as well just get me up out of here. There's a whole ass scar on my arm. That bitch welped up and turned black.
I'm dead. What my boy say on a Grits and Egg podcast, what I be talking about all the time, Deontay, this nigga said, maybe put some crackheads and promise them a whole brick of crack. I was like, no, wait a minute.
You might have something there. might be onto something.
That might be the closest we gonna come. I still think they gonna whoop them crackheads ass, but them crackheads gonna fight where they...
I don't know. Them niggas crafty. Motherfuckers be done set up booby traps and shit. They finna get what they after.
I got the eight holiday.
The end of it, the gorilla gonna be on crack too. Then he gonna whoop everybody's ass. It ain't never gonna be no stopping this nigga.
Not the gorilla.
The nigga gonna be like Cocaine Bear. Hey, man.
You know that's based off a real story. Now, of course, it's not as terrible, but I was like, who did this?
You remember when they was calling Jocelyn Cocaine Bear for whooping up security guards' asses at the
head to head, been like of this. That nigga TikTok be sending me to the moon. That one
it bring me so much joy.
That he did a Tinashe.
I've been a nasty girl.
I love it. Love it.
The thing is, that's actually what those songs would sound like if she made them.
I love Jocelyn. I'm just like, whatever, y'all.
Yes.
And then, friend, you want to talk about this poor lady that had her baby on the auction block? And now she mad because everybody calling him.
Friend, okay. So I know I'm not going to play the video. One, because it had music in the background. And two, just because I don't want to put the boy up on nobody's screen no more. But a lady, her name is Desiree Walker on TikTok. She does a video while she's shopping with her son. And she's just saying, look how sweet my son is. He goes to Costco with his mom. And the boy comes up and she was like, he's single, lady. Say hi to the camera, Devin. Say hi. That part of the video, to me, it seemed a little bit uncomfortable. And even he seemed somewhat uncomfortable. Like he was ignoring her while she was saying it. But the video continues and she's just like recording him. She's like, he's so sweet, ladies. Come get him. Listen to his mother. Listen to his mother.
He's 6'2". He's all like, damn, you did. Yep.
6'2", good job. No, he doesn't live with me.
No kids. I was like, damn, yes, girl.
Just offering the boy up. Now, when I saw the video, I had an inkling of what the comment section might look like. Just because I was like, there's nothing special about this video, but I see 100-something thousand plus comments. So I feel like I know what's going on down there.
Yep. Yep.
Get in the comments. Why was y'all eating this man up and his mama up like this? First of all, y'all done got real good with them acronyms. Because what were they saying? It was like, they were calling him LMNOP. And my dumb gay ass, I was like, what are y'all talking about?
somebody had commented, girl, he is a really great man, just not for us, sis. Was like,
see, here y'all go. And the thing is, like, there was nothing in the video to even indicate that this was, like,
I didn't see, like, my gaydar didn't go off. Like, he didn't give, like,
he gave, like, nothing.
If he had came out, yes, mama, these groceries, like, it wasn't giving none of that. Like,
it gave nothing.
I was like, how did we get all the way here?
Right. So y'all are calling this man out his name for absolutely nothing. Got his mama. She done made another video drinking, talking about she gonna address what y'all saying about her son.
Y'all done stressed that
when
woman
I seen that
out.
Red cup, I was like, no, Lord, that baby been drinking. Y'all done stressed her out with all these comments. But let's just say, for instance, he was. Can you just imagine how uncomfortable of a situation you just put everybody in by acting up in the comments like this?
Okay.
And then?
Go ahead. I have a thought on that too, though.
Like, let's say he wasn't. Can you just imagine the motion you done messed up for him in these comments like this? Because to be honest, in all reality, the truth doesn't matter when the lie is more entertaining.
This is true.
And we all know this to be fact.
This is true.
So even though there's nothing to, like, there's no merit to it, y'all might be done messed up this man whole thing he got going on all up in his comments like this.
But that, okay, so, and you mentioned something a minute ago, friend, and I thought my eye is doing that thing again. Look at it, friend.
See, it's just tired. It's tired, friend.
But let's say, because I thought about this too. Like, I thought about what you said, and I was like, what if his mama was being messy? What if it's, because you know they be doing that sometime too. I'm gonna hook you up with a nice young lady. I like boys.
No one they know.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if his uncomfortability was because of that? Like, just like you out here playing in my face. And then she couldn't do nothing but drink because she got embarrassed and called out. Everybody knew. Also, these new babies, they be real metrosexual anyways, though. Mm-hmm. They be like real in connection with themselves. So, like, it's hard
to
say.
Things are real fluid.
Yeah, yeah. Like, again,
like, men be having bags. Child, they be having Birkin bags and stuff now.
I've said this before, and I will continue to scream this at the top of my lungs. Do you know what makes you gay, people? Having gay sex. being there attracted to the same sex, that's gay, okay? Not a nigga drinking a fruity drink, not a nigga wearing a certain pair of shorts, not, I just, and y'all attack men specifically with this. Like,
because all them niggas wear them fucking mid-thigh shorts now.
Yeah, I don't hear y'all using none of these tactics with straight women. Matter of fact, speaking of straight women, y'all be doing some fruity shit too, okay? Because I be...
It's okay when women do it, though.
Yeah, I be on, like, some of y'all TikTok sometimes. Be like, straight girl party, party with your homegirl. We're going to have a rose party. A what? So y'all just all playing with the whole place.
Wait, the toy?
Like, yes. Whole place, wow. And they're smelling like Long John Silvers. Just everybody, everybody just in there playing with damn. I'm like, baby, that party is gay. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to believe me when I say that is gay ass activity. Okay. Or maybe it's maybe it's not gay. I guess if everybody say they straight, but then y'all all watching each other busting nut. That's, I'm sorry. That's gay. That's gay. That's gay. That's gay.
Sounds okay. Like, is that what's called like the bukkake circle or something?
Maybe so, child. Don't need to ask me stuff about these new stuff.
All the guys get around and like circle jerk or something.
I'd be like, I done heard this term a couple of times. Rose party. Okay, next time y'all have a rose party, invite my gay ass.
No, I ain't finna do that because you gonna be over here looking at my coochie.
Why, everybody? Amy Lynn, you so damn disrespectful. Y'all don't see it. She finna walk right back.
Aw, leave that baby alone.
Get your little crazy. You ready for bed? My cat's sleeping in bed with me, y'all. Don't judge me.
I ain't judging you. If I ever get one, they're probably going to sleep in the bed with me, too.
People be like, I hate cats. Cats are so mean. Cats are not. Y'all are just terrible cat parents. Cats are not mean.
Cats are wonderful. That Parkinson's video... When I tell you, that took me out for him. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
The funny thing is, that's so true. When you have two cats, one is always a thug and the other one's always scared. My baby cat will run up on you and slap the shit out of you. Yes. Amy is she just literally walked across the whole microphone. She didn't give a fuck. Robin, the moment I touched the microphone, and she done ran off somewhere.
That baby's traumatized. They don't have the same lived experience.
Robin been with me since she been 6 months old, maybe even younger. She don't know nothing about being a street cat no more.
Them 6 months was traumatizing. You know people evil as hell.
Bitch, why was somebody over here burning cats with cigarettes?
Are you for real?
I'm like, you know what?
See what I mean?
Because if I catch you... If I catch you, Ricky, if I catch you, I'm hitting you with my car.
Yeah.
I'm hitting you with my car. People are
terrible.
And I'm not gonna feel bad about it.
Especially the stray animals. I'm not 100% sure why.
It's stray cats. Like, they had to send out a thing to the apartment complex. Like, please don't feed the cats if you're going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean people was burning the cats with cigarettes and trying to stab them? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Yeah, friend.
Now, we did get a letter saying don't feed the cats just because, you know, once you start feeding them, they just gonna be there. Bitch, why? When you remember when my brother was driving my car? Mm-hmm. Why he called me one morning? Because he would drive his car over here. When he got back home and said he heard something hollering, like, when he got back home.
Oh, no.
How about a cat from over here had lodged itself somewhere up in the inner workings of, like, the engine? Said, I got home, all I was,
cat, because cats be doing stupid shit. Cats be doing, did it die?
It didn't die. He said he had to call somebody to come out and, like, help get it out. I don't know where exactly it was, but it was stuck.
Cats
in there making all that damn noise.
Do you remember that video on TikTok of that cat? It was like a little, like one of them parasail things or something, but a little plane or something. And they took off and the cat was in the damn wing.
Yes. Yes.
That man.
Up there.
Hey. That cat, that little mofo hung on all the way till they landed. I was like, how did you get your stupid ass in here?
Right. That cat was stressed out the whole ride.
Cats remind me of badass kids because you just do stupid. I told you that's when you do you hurt yourself and your mama be mad and terrified at the same time.
Start what shaking you.
What's going? What's wrong? What's wrong?
I told you not to get your hair. Like, it is a fear that your child and hurt themselves, and you're also angry because 9 times out of 10 you told them not to do this stupid shit. I told you I broke my wrist, my mom and my granny. Hope don't get on the monkey bars.
Yes, ma'am.
Hope don't get on the monkey bars.
Okay.
Bah. Wrist broke in 2 places. That bitch was like this. Like I looked like a noodle, bitch. And now here I am at Flowers Hospital because I broke my damn wrist in 2 places. I don't even know. I don't remember how I did it, but I definitely remember doing it.
Didn't they be shaking? Now I feel like they shake you just because kids can't articulate what's actually wrong. So they shake.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
It's a genuine fear because now I don't know if my baby is hurt. I done told you not to do this stupid shit. Not DHR, because you know we used to be scared of when them people, they gonna call them people on us. They gonna, you sitting there. Got a big ass. How the Lord, them white people at the school, they used to ask, are you okay?
Yeah, I was just swinging and I had jumped off and my grandma told me not to do it and then I fell and hit my head on the fence.
Sure you did, baby.
Call the caseworker.
The White Refrigerator. Anywho, it's still a wonderful time to be alive, sort of. Depends on the day, I guess. But, but yeah. That's actually all. I don't really have shit else to talk about. We just been talking shit today. No, one more thing. Speaking of Black beautiful things, Beyonce started her tour. And I know everybody done seen it by now. Y'all done bullied that lady into showing her set before the damn show because y'all flying drones and shit over the stadium. But did you see like Blue Ivy up there?
Ate him up.
Blue Ivy is up there eating. First of all, that mug, that get into that face. And second of all, the dancing compared to like what she was doing like on the Renaissance tour.
She got that confidence.
Growth. She's doing it great.
First of all, shout out to Blue. Shout out to Blue. Y'all have been fucking with Beyonce since she's been pregnant with this little girl. She wasn't really carrying the baby at first. And then when she had the baby, and the baby definitely looks like a combination of her and Jay-Z, like it is undeniable that is their child. And then y'all said her hair was nappy because Beyonce didn't want a perm it before the natural thing really blew up. And now everybody's going natural. And now her hair damn near halfway down her back. And that's probably because she didn't perm her shit and even kept her hair natural and together. And her mama and daddy is rich, so they clearly weren't going to let their baby walk around looking like a ragabun. They knew what the hell they was doing. y'all mess with this girl every single chance she got, and she is out here eating y'all up, and I love it. I love it. I love to see the confidence. I love to see the growth. I love it. This is how you do, what do they call it? Nepotism. When you come from a rich family, like this is how you do
She's making her work for it.
Yeah.
She's making her do the work. And it's beautiful to see it's paying off too. But child, that was it. But before we go, y'all, we have a little bit of an announcement to make. Just a little bit. So you want to go or should I?
I can go because it's really my fault, y'all. I'm gonna be honest.
Stop it. No no faults.
We're taking a break. I know. Sad faces. While we may not have a lot of listeners, we have enough listeners, and we truly, truly appreciate you guys for being here. With so much happening in the world and consuming so much information. It's time to take a step back. Atticus talked about this earlier when he was talking about, you know, his week. And I think I'm kind of at that place on a grand scale where I kind of need to dial back. Top Shelf is beginning to be a lot because it's always, you know, we try to make it funny. I'm naturally a funny person. Atticus is naturally a funny person. We try to make it light. We try to make it happy. But some of this shit is really terrible.
It's depressing.
Yes. And it's a constant reminder that no matter how many good people there are, no matter how many people are fighting and actually trying, there's still a lot of unfortunately crazy shit out there happening and taking place that we have no control over. And sometimes you have to
every day.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to step back and regroup. So I needed a mental break. Y'all know what this is for me. I've talked about this many a time on the show that I suffer from mental health issues like depression and anxiety eat me alive. And now it's affecting my physical health. So it's just like, it's a combination of things where it's like my body is very much so telling me I need a moment of rest, which is why I said what I said earlier about my job. Like I need a moment to get my shit together. But yeah, we're going to take a break for a little while. It's going to be a hiatus. I can't say for how long, but we will be back because we enjoy this. I say we. I can't speak for Atticus, but my friend. We enjoy this.
And I'm definitely going to say this is not just a you thing. Like, I could definitely take this break as well. I feel like it honestly came around like a really good time. So this is definitely a good decision for both of us, but it's more of a farewell for now. It's not a farewell forever.
Yes. So long farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now. Until we meet again. Yes.
But until we meet again, for everyone who's listened so far, we really do appreciate it. Like, thank every last one of y'all.
Absolutely.
And we'll see y'all next time.
Until later, y'all.
Later.
Peace.